chances before. But I ain't gonna give any more. Don't ask me, that's how it goes. Cause part of me knows what you're thinking. Don't say words you're gonna regret.
Show's breaking up. Oh, shit. Really? It's breaking up. I got excellent connection. What is it, the music or what? That was some cool-ass Alan Parsons right there. No, we've done that before. So, how's everybody liking all this dumb shit that's going on right now? We're going to get into it. Trust me, we are. Wow. It's like, okay, yeah, nah, shit, it won't let me replay. Well, yeah, well, here we go. Shit just got my guitar out and played it. My voice is clear. Yes, I really don't have to play all this song.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on.
Oh, don't worry about it. They'll come if they want to come. Yep. We put the, I posted the shows to everybody, so I'm not worried about it. Cricket. Hello. I know it works. All right. So, where do we start? Can I grab just any of these freaking sites and we can just kind of go with the stupidity that's going on right now? Well, it wasn't stupid, but y'all seen the results of this 7.5 Godzilla earthquake over in Taiwan? That was a Godzilla earthquake in Taiwan. It was 7.5 and it moved houses. You haven't seen that? No, this thing took some buildings down. They got a leaning tower of the leaning tower of that over there right now. And got a couple other buildings that are collapsed. That's pretty good. So we got that going on. I'll find one that tells about how many. There's quite a few hurt and quite a few dead. They were worried about a tsunami coming. Haven't seen nothing on a tsunami yet, so yeah. Need a lot of I say it at the end. There's a lot to pray for. I know I haven't seen that one yet, but I don't doubt it. See, and we just had that. And here's what's crazy. They just had that landslide in. Yes. Are you talking about the one in California that went over Highway 1? Is that the one you're talking about? Y or N? The one that trapped 2,000. Oh, so they had one in Taiwan, too. I didn't hear about that one either. Oh, Cricket, we posted. Yeah, they had a landslide in California as well. That was right before this earthquake. Huh. Kind of crazy there, isn't it? And we know how the earth works. Now, see, Godzilla was just off the coast of California when the landslide happened on Highway 1. Then he went over towards Taiwan, and now he's pissed because they're doing something stupid over there. How's that? Does that work out right? Because Godzilla has this frequency thing wherever he feels, a threat. He goes and takes it out. And so that's what's happening. Threats are being taken out. After the second, yeah, because what weren't both of them? Yes, both earthquakes were 7.5 magnitude. Dude, Alaska had the 9.0 in 63 right after. It was like somebody said it was 3 months after the eclipse happened, the big one that happened in 63 in Alaska, 60-something. And it was a 9.0 that hit that Anchorage, Alaska, and it just pretty much devastated it. But this is all kinds of new. Cricket, hey, can you talk a minute? I just want to talk about something. Can you talk? Well, I know the world's crazy. We're talking about the world being crazy. Okay, just a minute. Okay, here. Get on here. Come on, real quick.
Hi.
So, I sent you that picture. So anyway, we're there. We're back there again. Or that screenshot of what I was listening to, which was Trey Smith's thing on Enoch. So anyway, what if we're looking at the portals in a wrong way? We're defining them as something that we're not supposed to. Just like the windows. This is just something that came into my head just here today.
Oh, okay. So you're going to explain?
Well, maybe. I don't know. So what if the 12 windows are the 12 months?
Oh, I haven't thought about that.
I know. Wait a minute. Then you got to do some math and go 3 months. So that'd be,
for each season.
Yeah. So three divided by six is two. So that means every 2 months. Oh, wow. Son of a bitch. Just stop. I got to stop now. So now, listen to this math. So you divide 3 months to the six, and that gives you two. Two times six is what?
12.
Okay. I hate that. How does that work?
I'm thinking that
12 months, 12 okay, windows.
So this is what I'm thinking.
That just happened in my head though with the math.
Okay,
thing
so
there.
12 windows, one uh-huh. window a month, and then it doesn't change portals until the season, till it changes seasons. So there's
what happens to something like that, or every 2 months. I think you're onto something.
I think there's the 12 windows and they're split between the four seasons. And
that's what I'm saying. So now that sun's moving two times six is 12. So that means the sun on its journey is moving two phases in each one. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
There's 12 phases to it. The six portals, as it's going between windows, it has to come out of a portal. And then it goes into a new window, and then it comes out of another portal.
No, I think that I was thinking that it stays within the windows in that season. And when it exits that season, it exits through a portal and comes back out.
But the portals would be seasons.
New portal.
So the portals are the seasons and the windows
don't know. How many portals are there again?
12. There's six portals and 12
six
windows.
Portals. Okay, I see why you're saying it can't be seasons because there's too many. Well, wait. It could if it's going out a portal and then back in another portal.
That's what I'm saying. It's jumping every – it would be three divided into six is going to be two. And see, two times six is 12. So
each season has two portals in and out.
Yeah, that's what I'm going at.
Okay, that makes sense. Because, and then it's got the windows, four or three windows within,
between each month.
Yes.
Or between each portal, there's a window on each side, and then the 12, yeah. So.
Well, there's several windows within each set of portals for each season.
Well, what I'm saying is by the Book of Enoch, it was you had six portals with basically windows on each side, and I'm just making a guess that's 12 because that'd be how it would work to me in my head on the numbers. Blurry creature speaker talk about Mount Hebron being I don't want to get into the portals right now. I don't want to get portals right now because I got a lot in my head on portals right now, and it makes a lot of sense that
we're talking about the sun portals, though.
We're talking about how the sun goes across the sky, and I think that's just something new that I wanted to throw out there think about because we were kind of.
I think you nailed it. I think that's.
No, I'm not saying I nailed it. It's just giving a perspective on it because it was like I was somewhat trying to still figure it out in my head because it just didn't sound right. There was something more to it.
And watching the sun, I couldn't understand why, because it was jumping so much.
I know. and that makes sense to that though. But
it does make sense with what you're saying now.
Because it was, like I said, I was thinking, then Trey Smith said something about, and this is something now that I got to go back, and when I read Enoch, I got to take into consideration. And it's, I'm glad she's not in here. yeah, she's not here, is she? No, I haven't seen her yet. Huh?
Who?
You know who? Who. You, I'm not saying it. I'm not invoking anything. Okay. We're not doing that game. No. He, like you said, you, when you're reading it, you got to watch how you take the words, certain words.
Definitely.
Because to put them in context, I mean, and again, it's like having the time to be able to sit here and actually do that research. I'm sorry, I got to listen to this stuff. Y'all out here that's listening to this, I catch it from listening to other people and then put my spin on it and my interpretation, and then we go from there. So anyway, yes. But it is, because there's a lot of things. It's like when you get into the book where he starts talking about the sheep and the goat. And I've thought about that one too, because one sheep has one horn, right?
If you say so.
And I don't even want to get into that yet. Yeah, I don't want to. No. I'd have to pull it up and read it. And I don't. Yeah, that would be a conversation that we probably don't want to start up right on a Wednesday night. No. So what do you think about the earthquake? You said you didn't know nothing about those.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't see anything or hear anything.
That just happened.
Oh, wow.
I say it's Godzilla.
So there was a 7.5 in California?
No. What happened was, here about 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I'd have to get an accurate count in my Rolodex inside my head. But there was a landslide in California over Highway 1, and it trapped a bunch of people out on this island or out somewhere. And there's like 2,000 of them that got trapped. But so they had that landslide, but then I'm looking, going, well, maybe that landslide was the precursor to what happened in Taiwan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we had this shaking here, and then it was like it was maybe something that was radiated. You know, that felt it. Because this planet works. You posted a landslide video. There it is. It's in the room, so you can look at the lens. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's not good. Yeah. It's at the bottom of the NART page on.
It didn't come through. I have really bad service. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can see a nice big cloud of destruction. Let's put it that way. Just think Mount St. Helens dialed down to about a 10. I don't know, maybe a 5. Okay, maybe a 5. It's not. Yeah, maybe a 5. Douglas, and that movie just came out about Godzilla. Oh, I know it. If y'all haven't seen it, if you sent me the video on the dude, and you know he called out MSM. Did you hear him call out MSM in the video, Cricket? Cricket. Oh no, she went somewhere.
No, okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at the video that you posted. What was the question? I apologize.
No, you said, did you hear the dude from under the, what is it, The Veil, that movie, that clip you sent me about the Godzilla decode? Beyond the Veil. Did you hear him call out MSM?
Yeah.
I was like, really? Cool. We got something to talk about now.
He's got some good decoding on stuff. Some of his videos.
It was good. I'm gonna say, if y'all haven't been over there, go post it in the room, then everybody can have it. Okay. Because he's cool. He does it on YouTube, so you're webcamming with him. He gets down to the end of it and he's getting tired and he's rubbing his eyes. But he did a pretty good thing on Godzilla and King Kong. But when I watched the movie, oh my gosh, so many things jumped out at me. First, they go down the portal. We know there's a portal to get to Hollow Earth. But yet, then they go into a subterranean hollow earth. And from there, it just gets stranger because then there's two pyramids that are facing each other, making an energy wave. And when they hit, it can cause zero gravity or zero something. Don't know what the zero is, but everything kind of goes into a free fall state. So time was either splintered or something. So I don't know. But they show the portals coming back in to back up on Earth, and they come out at different places like Cairo, Rio de Janeiro and stuff, place like this. And this dude in this video does something, and I was going to look it up, but I'm not going to now. It's on the furthest place you can be out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, I think it is. And, it's Nemo. It's called Nemo Island. There's an island out there. It's called Nemo. He brings it up and starts talking about it. And it's good. Just listen to his video. If she posted it, listen to it. It's pretty good. So, no, we had that go on. We've had like three more bridge collisions since the one happened in Baltimore. That's got everything all screwed up now. And it's not a quinky-dink. Don't think it is. Not by any means is it a quinky-dink. Then we had the tragedy that happened with the 15-year-old who was gunned down by the cops while she was running towards them. Now, that could be a fabricated story. Don't know. Just don't know. So, I don't know. But, yeah, it ain't good if that's what happened, that they gunned her down while she was running to him. Not good at all. And what else we got going on here? This is over the last 3 days. I really haven't been keeping up with a whole lot, but I have been seeing some of the crazy stuff that's going on. Some Texas teen got off charges for manslaughter after killing a family of six after being drunk on Christmas. That one's not good. And all right, what's this about Joe Biden? This is just throwing it in the face type thing. I mean, you don't have to be a Christian to believe in Father and know that he's got his time when he wants things to be celebrated and all that. And he's got his little festivals and everything too that he likes us to do and that we're not doing anymore. And so Joe Biden proclaims Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. Somebody want to tell me what the fuck is going on? Anyone? Anyone got a fucking clue? A half clue? A little clue to what the fuck's going on? Huh? I'm going to say it like that. What the fuck's going on? I would say they've lost their fucking minds, but we already know they've lost their fucking minds. It's horrible. Just leave shit alone. You know, just trying to, he's not useless piece of shit to them. Because, you know, it's like, oh, we can't shame an old man. Well, this man has no cognitive reasoning going, or he has nothing going on up there. And we know by now that it's, we've watched a lot of movies where they make doubles and they make masks and everything else. So, no, not putting that by him, because they would, just to get something out there that's somewhat lasting. It's working out for them because nobody can say anything because they didn't want to release. The judge said he wasn't at fault for keeping classified documents because of his state of mind. Okay. What the fuck? That's kind of, you got American, you got secrets. I mean, it's bad that we got to keep secrets. You know, if everybody would just work together, the harmonious shit that we would have would be incredible. Not just that, but also just the, it would just be so much nicer, a harmonious thing. So no, and now we got this new thing called Twitch where, piss. No. And now they're playing games and doing the stupid shit. Hello from Earthquake, Oregon. Oh, you have an earthquake up there too? Kind of sick of that excuse. It's been him for a long. Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. I mean, so then how is he fit for? He's not fit for office, and we know that. It's just an absolute slap in our faces. I mean, you know, there's people that sit back and they can see the shit that's coming, and you know, everybody wants to say it's far-fetched, a conspiracy. When you watch that video of that boat, that ship hitting that bridge in Baltimore, that's pretty major. And when it had smoke coming out of the top of it, and it was belching freaking diesel fuel out the exhaust, and it had pretty good speed going. And that ties in with Mitch McConnell and all that, his late sister-in-law. And yeah, so that gets into a nice little FU right there too, because she posted that. It's called Destroyers of Worlds Unchained. And he does a pretty good breakdown of the movie, because there's all kinds of symbology and, just talk. And again, okay, I got to ask a question. Is it just wanting to lead us to that? The ship was deliberate. The freaking ship's master. It was Mitch McConnell's dead sister-in-law who owned the company of that ship. Yeah, she was an owner of the company of that ship that hit the bridge. And with him, and the memes are out there now, and some good ones like the insurance thing. Has a bunch of these big insurance companies, execs sitting around the table, and Joe Biden on television saying, we're going to pay for this. And the insurance company owners are just sitting there, woohoo, waha, jumping up and down for joy. That's bullshit. Because no, that ship's company needs to pay for it. They need to. All they got to do is grab their funds. That's it. You just grab the company's funds. She may own the company, but the master of the ship was it from Ukraine? Because I thought it was an Indian. Indians were on it. We're not getting into that. I don't remember what flag they flew. What was the name of the ship? That was the name of the ship, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Dolly. You know where my mind was going then, because I put Bali. That's Singapore. See, and then we had two bridges in Oklahoma that got hit, and I think it took one down, the other one it didn't take down. Two cars went into the river and three cars went into the ship. And it was like a big ass ore barge or something like that. They're all coincidence. I mean, damn it.
What about the sudden bird flu on the cows?
Oh, it just, oh,
and then all the chickens at the other chicken farm, that they have to call me out. And then on, I forget like how many 100,000 pullets or something they said they were going to kill. And then that doesn't even include the, you know, just like a month ago, a chicken place burned down in Texas.
I know. It's everything's been deliberate. Think about how many they have taken out since the beginning of all this.
Oh, we're like upwards of 150 between the food and all the animals, the plant places.
Mm-hmm. And the train wrecks. Plastic Girl on her page, she was keeping track of the train wrecks, and they were up to like freaking 40 or something like that. I mean, it was a stupid number. So I don't know. It's everything, but they're getting desperate now. Say it's with Taiwan, because we've heard the talk out there. They got this earthquake machine. Do I not doubt they have it?
Of course they have it.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm saying. Do you doubt they don't have something that they could do that with?
They have all kinds of things that we aren't privy to.
Oh, I'm glad you used that word privy. That was perfect. Because that's what it is. We're not privy to things that could make society bloom and be productive for everybody in a way.
Well, they're using for destruction.
Well, best not ask for utopia. Then you get into the Logan's Run movie where you, at a certain time, your little wristwatch went off and you had to go up and be ascended into a beam. That's like the movie Time. Whenever you run out of time, you just die. I mean, no, this is some crazy shit going on. And this, we could get into that P. Diddy thing. They got him caught. Now Trump, he pledges to sign legislation that would initiate automatic death penalty for killers of police officers during speech in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Okay. He's getting his rhetoric up there a little bit. Biden's just going after trying to say that Trump's 4 years were bad. And see, they're just wanting to try. They're wanting to try to erase just history from 4 years ago. We're gonna have an egg shortage. We're gonna have a chicken shortage. They're causing all these shortages, and they're doing it slowly, so you don't see the effect of it. Because what's the test, Cricket, that they do?
For what?
They do it on anything. It's like taking and putting a flea in a jar and leaving it in there, and it can't get used to jumping. So then all of its offspring doesn't get used to jumping. That's what they do. They
mind control and
what they're doing with people now, because They're not doing their thing all at one time. They're just doing it in sporadic parts. And by doing that, people just forget about it, because people have short-term memory loss
Nobody even remembers that there was an eclipse last October. They're like, oh, an eclipse. Like, it's like this new thing.
I know, and they're blowing the hell out of it too. There's ads everywhere, all over social media. when I went up and seen my son, there were billboards everywhere about this thing coming and going from Indianapolis. And I'm like going, oh shit. What are they leading people into? What do you think? Huh?
Fear.
You think they're leading people into something?
I think it's all fear. I think it's a frequency, and I think they're like maybe doing their own deals, whatever that maybe, but I think the fear, the frequency of fear adding to it all is really powerful. Well, people don't realize how powerful frequencies are.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Fear, when they get that many people behind it.
Yeah, that's that Schumer. Is it the Schumer wave or something like that? They call it the frequency of the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
They can measure it. Schumann, yes.
Schumann frequency.
Yeah, and Plastic Girl reports that. She puts that on her page on Telegram every day. And there's days you can see a spike, and there's days you can actually see it drop off too. So it's not just a one-sided thing. You know, it's yeah, and that's like True said, the boiled frog approach. I could bring any kind of mind control up that where they people got to wake up to the fact that they're draining you. They're putting leeches on you because that's what they did at some point in time that they thought, or this was just written bullshit history that they actually put leeches on people to mitigate health issues. And that's kind of what they're doing here. They're just putting more and more leeches on people, sucking a little blood at a time. That way you don't know you're getting drained dry. And everyone that doesn't see what's or see things, there's so much you can put together that doesn't add up. I mean, you know, I had somebody, a friend go, you know, yeah, I've been watching them lunar landings and everything. He goes, man, you know, they don't look right. And I'm like going, you sure the hell don't. Who was the first person? I don't know why I keep getting booted. Is it doing that shit still tonight? They can suck some. Well, I know, but dude, it's well, deplorable. She's dog mom seems to be playing. What's the chair game? Shit. I can't remember what the chair game was now. Damn it. Booted 2 times musical chairs. Thank you, Cricket. Yeah, that. So, no. She beat you to it, dude. Yeah. But no, they are. They're sucking this shit out of us slow. Just think about, we can bring up Joseph and Esau's kids. That's what put the Hebrews into bondage. Same thing, you know, they got them in there and said they would give them work, and they just slowly, slowly, slowly started taking their freedom away from them until they had them in bondage. And we are there, folks. We work every day to put our money into something that does not pay back. And it's ridiculous. Nobody should have to do the things that we have to do to survive. And I'll say it for you young people out there that come across this podcast. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry is not a word that's going to come out of my mouth, because it's been something that's been filtered to all of us. And now there's a lot of people going, damn. Yeah, pretty much damn. Everything just kind of goes south, and we're in a cycle right now. I don't know why we have to be in a cycle, or why we have to look at it as a cycle, but we're going through a cycle right now, and it's going to be pretty shitty, I think. I'm not trying to fear porn nobody, but wow, it's pretty crazy where I can see things going, and I know they got the tech, and I know they can do it, but we're seeing a lot of truths coming out of it. There are things that are coming out about the people and the influences in this culture that we're in now that are standing out, and it's nuts. We're in election season, so it's going to get more muddled. If you want to go there, yeah, that, we got to start thinking about history too, because I can tell you right now, Rome wasn't a beautiful landscape of buildings and Pantheons, and it was a shithole. It was a shithole like the rest of them that have always been. For some reason, you still have where you have the rich building their buildings and the poor in the, we're not as, there are places where it's still that bad. Yeah, there are. Yeah, we got to come together at some point. Because even if it's not in fighting and thinking, because it's getting ready to topple. Rome shall burn again. Is that what they said?
I don't know.
But that's something I've heard before. But that's so true. Yeah. Rome. I've heard this since I was a kid. Rome will burn again, And I sit there and look at it and I go, shit. Because Rome actually didn't ever burn, but it did burn. And we know it burnt. Because I think that was the beginning of that little era we want to talk about on here every once in a while. And it's fuck, fuck, fuck. That's how it's just one of them fuck things. It hurts, folks, that download this podcast, listen to it. It hurts. Because is that number five there, dog mom? You've been booted 5 times? So Debbie said, Deb said she came in here and she can't type or no keyboard comes up, only emojis. You sure you ain't got your arrow pushed in the wrong way? Number 4. I'm about done. Oh, shit. I just really came on here not just to go, hey, Cricket, let's think about this in a different way. And I got that out there. And so I'm not going to talk about the politics because that's what other people do. And I want to talk about how they're putting people into enslavement really quick. And it's, wow, it's so in your face. I got my foot on the back of your neck and I'm getting ready to hit the boot on top of your head. That's the shit that we're going through right now. And we're getting ready to come up on because stay home. Look at the totality from your house. You know, not being a dick, but.
I don't even know if you should look at it.
They're telling people to look at it.
So why are they telling people?
I'm trying not to get into all this right now because I don't want to talk about this. They're going to shoot 3 rockets into it too, Cricket.
What? Why?
Yes, they are. They're shooting 3 rockets into.
You're serious?
Yes, I am.
NASA is going to launch into the gas ball.
I don't fucking know what they're doing with 3
luminary,
rockets.
The light.
Oh, it just disturbs me bad because to them, this is a ritual. You know, they'll take it as a ritual. And people don't think we're playing with people. Don't think we're playing with people like that. But they have to wake up to the fact that we are. And we've been playing with these fucking people for a long time. And it's just now really, really, really coming out in your face hard and bold. And it's like, stop. Did you see what happened in California? California went to $20 minimum wage. And businesses are closing down now. You're going to see they're dying. They're killing California off. Oh, no. Wow, what the hell? I know. No, not your arrow. The arrow to get to the keyboard, Debbie. Because I've done that before too, where I couldn't have a keyboard. But sometimes I've had to go out, restart, all that crazy bullshit just to get in here when it should just be all good. And they're opening up concerning. I know it. I'm trying not to get into all that, dog mom. Yes, they're going. We talked about this on before too. They're going to fire CERN up on April 8th. Somebody posted something about they seen a ghost inside the freaking reactor. Come on, just quit playing with shit. Really, people. You people out there that have this, what you want to call, and this is for the people, and we got smart people in here, but we know what's going on. For you guys that come across this podcast and think that we're not talking about nothing, we are. For all you people out there that think you're on this superior intelligence bullshit, knock your shit off. Start thinking with some fucking reason. And we need to put an end to this dumb shit and stop. Just fucking stop. Just fucking stop. It's like a Swiss fucking watch. Here, let's start back over on 12. Let's start back over on 12. I'm done. I'm done with it. Stop. Yes. Fucking stop. Well, Debbie, can you not see what the hell's going on? Yippee, I can type. Debbie, yes, you can see what the hell's going on. I mean, really see what's going on. Because King Kong and Godzilla are coming to planet onto this flat plane. They're coming out of their little hiding spots.
What? They are not. Jeez. Maybe if they like project them with their like laser shows or something.
Okay. They could. They could do that though. I mean, they could make them make,
maybe,
they could make
Godzilla. Maybe they created one, who knows? In the lab.
That underground. Y'all listen to that YouTube video that Cricket posted on our show's page, and you'll know what I'm saying about the Godzilla and the King Kong coming back. And yeah, you're right. It would be with their blue beam technology to freak people the hell out. I'd stand there and I'd be loving it. I'd be trying to take pictures with it. But they don't need to send three rockets into the eclipse. It's just like, quit fucking with shit and quit trying to make things into little rituals. And that goes to even your Jesuits that are still out there, your Rosicrucians, your whatever in hell you want to be. Let's knock all the dumb shit off and get back to there's a golden period all the time. Let's get back to the golden period. We need to, because this shit ain't gonna last. Food prices and everything are going through the fucking roof every day.
$17 for a free-range chicken, and it's not even organic.
I know. They were talking, and they had to give the price of meals now that we're going to be out in California. They're looking at, for Burger King for a Big Mac, or no, the Burger King one, the Whopper, it was like, almost $17 for fries, a Whopper, and a Coke.
Can you believe somebody would pay that for that garbage?
Yes, they would. Well, you know they will. Again, I talk about this with people at work, you know, since I've changed, and I really have. I've changed my eating lifestyle bigger than what most people think. And just to do that in your life, wow. You won't know the benefits until you do it. And I really can't tell you the benefits because I've been on one big roller coaster fucking ride after the other with that. And it's kind of wild. You will feel your body doing some strange shit. So just hold on. That's all I can tell you. Just hold on. Right, Cricket?
I guess so.
You don't want to, you don't want to add anything to that? I mean, really, because it has been. It's just, it's weird because you don't get all this bullshit chemicals, I mean, that they've been feeding people for so long. Stop with these energy drinks. They're no good for you. Water, folks. That's all I can tell you is water.
Even that you have bad. To be careful with, right?
Yes, you do. Some of you have to be careful with. You have to be selective on which water brand you buy and all that. You don't. I don't know if I want to get into telling brands.
Put a picture and filter your water at home.
Yes, do your research on what waters you buy. I hate to say it, but you're going to do more reading at the grocery store than you ever wanted to. Just take some shit out of your diet. I pretty much do a, what do they call that? When you fast longer than 23 hours, that's a, what do they call that kind of fast? Huh?
You're just doing one meal a day or?
Yeah. But
that's
there's, okay. Yeah. That's all I ever done was one meal. Because if I ever ate more than like, if I ate like three times in a day, I felt like shit. I mean, it's bad. Booted five times. I'm sorry. I don't need to say I'm sorry for Podbean. Podbean needs to get their act together unless they're getting jacked with because, that smart water shit. It has nanotech. I know it. There's a lot of shit that does, dude. That's what I'm saying. Y'all do your research on everything that you put in your body. It's a temple for a reason. And we've all abused it. yep, I've abused it pretty good. Trying to get some of it back and maybe get lucky, and I think I might be. So I'm happy. I'm not doing no cartwheels or anything like that. So nope. I don't blame me either. I'm just saying it sucks. So I just wanted to come on and tell you all I love you. Work's nuts, so I'm tired because for some reason I think I got to act like a fucking robot all day long, and it's insane. Trying to get that out of my head. Okay. Trying to get that robot mentality out of my head for sure. It was a shitty day here. I know everybody else's weather across the Midwest right now sucks. Cricket, you said you got some more new snow.
It's been snowing on and off for like 3 days, but then today was beautiful sunshine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's just it. Everybody across the freaking, what do I want to say here, world right now is getting hammered with just crazy ass weather and everything else. And it's for a reason. This is happening. This is just happening. Oh, it's crazy.
That's how it was here, Debbie. It was like 3 days of hail and sleet and snow, and then it was like 19 degrees, and then today it was like 60 and sunshine.
Well, we've had rain and sleet for, and we had a little spit of snow this morning, but it's been sleet and rain here, and the temperature's dropped out. I think it's only like, I don't know if my computer tell me or not. I'd have to probably look at my phone. No, I think it's only like 50 degrees here in West Central Indiana, just to say it, West Central Indiana. It is 37 and feels like 28 right here, and we got river flooding going on, so all of you in the outlying areas, it'll be too late before you hear this, but it'll still be rising, so watch where you drive, because I know how it is out towards the outlying areas here around my county. The rivers come up and they go down. It's like a flash flood, and it takes out a couple back roads. Booted 6 times. Well, let's see. I'm going to get off here anyway. I think I'm going to go to bed. Got another good day ahead of me tomorrow and Friday as well. And then Saturday, going to take a little adventure with my mom and enjoy that day. Hold on a minute. All right, got to take care of that real quick. Block report spam, yes. So anyway, y'all, I love you. I've drank that before. What? Drank what before? Did you just get kicked out 6 times there, dog mom? I just got here. Yes, I know. You just got here, and you should have been here. Son of a bitch. No, I'll try to come on tomorrow night if I'm not too tired. Nope, I won't really drink. I know I pour all my water out of my bottles into a glass jar. Who knows if it's doing any good, but I'm not drinking from a plastic bottle all day long, so that might help. I got to get my copper glass and my copper tumbler or whatever you want to call them damn things now that like 30 milliliters, or you know, I can get a whole bottle of water. And I got a pint mason jar right now, so whatever's over a pint, that many ounces, who cares? So anyway, yeah, change folks that come across this podcast, change the things you do in your life as far as your body goes. You'll enjoy it. We've all wrecked our bodies. Some of us more than others. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, we are going to go, and I'm going to find something here because I can. Oh, not that. Not that. No. No. Oh my gosh. We can do this. I don't know. I'll have to check. I don't know if there is any updates. I haven't seen it. No, it's not a karaoke. It's called The Host Just Does It. I play music. Okay, I try to play. I play guitar. That's all I can say. You'll have to go back and find those podcasts. So now back to this. I know we do, brother. I know it.
It's not in the words that you told me. It's not in the way you say your mind. It's not in the way that you came back to me. It's not in the way that your love set me free. It's not in the way you look or the things that you say that you do.
No, Charlene, you're at the end of the podcast. I'm sorry. We just don't talk no bullshit in here. We come in here and talk about life and don't bullshit people. We just don't bullshit.
Love isn't always on time. Love isn't always on time. Love isn't always on time.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Do y'all want to fill her in how we don't bullshit? We kind of go down roads that most people don't want to because they're fucking afraid to. Oh, no, we got to play that one. This is me and my buddy used to play this one out every weekend. Yeah, with one guy and vocals and one guitar. yeah, I could probably sing this one too, Charlene, so you just might deal with it.
I was standing all alone against the world outside. You were searching for a place to hide. Lost and lonely, now you've given me the will to survive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. Don't you worry, sometimes you just gotta let it ride. The world is changing right before your eyes.
Charlene, start time. Except for Fridays and Saturdays, I don't know. Just how I feel right now because I'm working a lot. Yeah, it sucks. But
I would die for you. I'm the highest mountain. Baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do. Now I found you, there's no more emptiness inside. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.
If you're on Telegram, are you on Telegram, Charlene? You have Telegram?
I would die for you. I'm the highest mountain.
Well, that's fine. You're just going to have to follow the show, and you might get a notification that we're on.
I was standing all alone against the world outside. You were searching for a place to hide. Lost and lonely, now you've given me the will to survive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive. When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.
I'm not advising anybody to sign up to any social site, so we're not going there. That's at your own risk. I don't advise it. I don't advise anybody to jump on a social site. So I don't wear a white coat. I'm not a doctor. I don't give out medical advice. We just have opinions here. That's all I can say. I'm finding one more. I probably should have played that one. No, the other one. That was a good one. Oh, why not this? Why not? I'm going to play an old one. Might as well play this. Get it going. Get it going. The weak at heart, anyway. I like that. Charlene, I'd advise going back and listening to other podcasts go back and listen to some of the older podcasts before you jump in on this one. I advise to put a toe in at a just put your toe in. Don't jump off this deep end. No. I don't even know if she's still here. No, she isn't. She must have took off with the rest of them. So anyway, back to the song. No, you can't do that. Told you they love you today. I love you. Alright, y'all. I love you. Might be back on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Y'all having a great Thanksgiving Wednesday, and we'll be back at the same bat channel. I don't know the bat time, but same bat channel. Love you. Bye.